Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. The dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We are here at Parkway High School, and Indians getting ready to start here against the Parkway Panthers. Indians will be batting first. It'll be Ryan Post, Riley Post, Garrett Fowler, and Ian Homan are the first four for the Indians. Hopefully we get that many and more. And looks like they have a left-hander. He's wearing number 14, and their roster does not give us a 14, so we'll have to see. Okay, there, Jack Wee. So he was listed on as number 9. So Jack Wee, W-E-H-E, and he'll start it off. Facing Ryan Post. This one, more or less right down the middle. Strike. Ryan takes it. I'm thinking a few just to see how this pitcher is. That left-hander against left-hander right now. So 0-2 to Ryan. First batter here for the Indians. Top half of the first. Low, I believe. A ball and two strikes. Riley Post on deck. Just getting started here at Parkway. We got outside the Indians dugout. Ryan with a slow roller to first base. First baseman grabs it, strolls over to first, and has it for out number one. So, one up, one down, pins. That'll bring Ray Post to the plate. To be followed by Garrett Fowler. Riley batting right-handed against the left-handed Jack Wee, W-E-H-E. First one a little low. 1-0. Riley back in. Rolls about a time or two. He looks in, gets the sign. Gives a nod. Right down the middle. 1-1. So one out. Riley Post at the plate. 1-1 the count. We checks in again. That one's a little low. Two balls and a strike. To Riley Post. Just getting underway here. First out. Riley Post. Rounding out the first. One out. Riley, 2-0. One count. He hits one hard to left field. Left fielder turns and runs back, and it is over his head. I believe that one hop to maybe second with a one-up double. Riley with a nice hard base hit. Just made great contact, and he has a long double that went to the fence. So one out, runner at second. Are at the plate now. Ian Homan on deck. And it'll be real interesting to see if the Indians try to get Riley over before they let Garrett swing. Or with only one out, see if we can get him over, get him in. See how this goes here. That'd be really nice to put at least one run on the board in the top of the first. That's low. One ball, no strikes. One out. And Garrett Fowler, who's hit the ball fairly well this spring, and Ian Homan, who's hit the ball really well every time up this spring on deck. It's one very high off over our heads here on the first base side. So 1-1 count to Garrett Fowler. Ball a strike. One man out. Riley Post at second after a one-out double, long double to the fence. Garrett steps back in. Right-handed batter to the left-handed knee. That one's a little high. So it's two balls and a strike. And Riley at second. He's getting a lead, but he doesn't look like he's getting ready to take off here. So maybe they might see if they could get him over on a steal. He's got a lead. And Garrett hits one hard. That's going to drop in there to right field. That's going to hit the gap. And Riley is digging for home. And the throw comes into the cutoff man. So Indians lead 1-0. Garrett Fowler with an RBI single stands at first base with one out. Riley Post scores. 1-0 Indians, still one out. And Ian Holman, who's hit the ball hard pretty much every at-bat this spring. We don't have stats on his batting average, but it's pretty good. And he, in the first game in Salina, he was robbed with two great diving catches at Salina. So he would have had two more hits if a normal player would have been playing center field. So Ian with a foul back. No balls and a strike to him. Still one out. Runner at first now with Garrett Fowler standing there. Ian at the plate. Joe Holman on deck. Lee looks in. Looks over at first. That one is out of strike, so on a strike to Ian. Garrett with a small lead over there at first. Not looking to take off, I don't think. Ian's back in. Garrett with a short lead at first. That one is a little low, but called as a strike. Probably cut that outside corner, that low outside corner. So I believe it's two balls. The scoreboard says one ball, two strikes. And Ian steps back in. Foul at the plate. Count remains, I believe, 2-2. As I said, the scoreboard says one ball, two strikes. But the way Ian is fairly, I don't think it will matter whether it's one or two ball count to him. But two strikes, and he's been making contact. So he can drive another. He's been hitting it all this spring. Hit down third baseline, foul. Jerry Kelp, he loses that one. Michael Dance. So Ian will step back in. We've got, well, the scoreboard says one ball, two strikes, and one out, I believe. He's always swinging. Foul pop on the right side. That one drops just foul down the first baseline. So Ian will head back to the plate. He'll step back in. Garrett at first. He's a step and it's two off the bag, so no big deal there. So he'll be at first, a little bit of a lead. Ian with another foul, burning a lot of pitches. I think that is seven pitches to him. It's a ball and two strikes, and it's been a ball and two strikes for a long time here. So Ian will step back in. Wee looks in again. Ian's been making contact. And that one hey. foul tip plate just got a tiny little bit of it. It will step back in again. Still 2-2. That one run in. That one runner at first. Ripped it foul just past Coach Kalp. He's gone down the right line. Foul now the first base dugout and put the their it's about here. We're on about 10 pitches. Ian, he hits one hard. Second. So, two outs now. So, Ian is safe at first on a fielder's choice. Unfortunately, we hit it off of that, but Ian's at first. Now, two away. And Joe Homan will step in. Joe batting right-handed against Wee, the left-hander. That one looked a little... As long as they're calling them the same both ways, we don't care what the strike zone is. Joe, couple swings. Wee ready to bring it. That one is just about the same place and also a called strike. 0-2 to Joe. Again, Ian Homan at first on a fielder's choice. Of course, Garrett Fowler at second, who got a single and drove in Riley Post. Ball. Ball and two strikes to Joe now. Cody Shinneberry, the pitcher, on deck. Joe, a couple of swings. He's ready for Weehee's pitch. And we will do a little wind-up, look over at Ian. And Joe hits it hard into, looks like the gap in right center field. That one drops in there. Ian is digging for third, and he is, Ian's at third. And Joe Homan is at That'll bring the pitcher, Cody Shinneberry, to the plate with Riley Will on deck. Two outs, runners at second and third, one run in already for the Indians. Looking to get a couple more. Cody's been making nice contact on the ball this spring, too. So we'll see what we can do here. We haven't played since last Friday, but that doesn't seem to have bothered the first five batters here. He's got one, two, the pitcher, a little squibber over to first. In time, that's out number three. But the Indians score a run after half an inning. It's Indians one, leaving two on base. Parkway coming to bat.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers Import Recovery. Engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options. You'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Good to go.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. I'm Dave Kapp filling in for old Spencey. I came a little late here this evening, but we came as fast as we could after work. So Spencey did a good job, picked us up a run in the top half of the first. We go to the bottom. And first three batters here for the Parkway Panthers are going to be Corey Wells, Jack Wee, and Noah Riley. First three hitters here for the Parkway Panthers. Trailing by one going into the bottom half of the first inning. Hey, Riley! Cody Shinnenberry on the mound here tonight for the Indians. He's going to start his third game of the year so far for the Indians. I believe he's 1-1, I think, is the tally so far on him, if my memory serves me right. Austin Fowler behind the plate, or Garrett Fowler, I'm sorry. And here comes the first pitch in there. A little bit high for ball one. Indians picked up one run in the bottom half or the top half of the first inning. Riley Post came around to score on Garrett Fowler's hit. Nice start to the ball game, Lewis. Here's one in there for a strike right there. We're sitting on the first base side of the dugout in a little press box here, so it's hard to tell what he's throwing, but do my best. There's a fastball rip. Second base. Coming up with Ryan when he fires over to first base, and that's going to be, looks like an error on Ryan Post right there. I don't know. Looks like he had him at first base by me, but called safe right there. I'll have to go E4 on that one. So Walls gets on first base and leads the Parkway Panthers off with a runner right off the bat. That's going to bring Jack Wee to the plate, followed by Noah Riley. Dylan Hughes, the cleanup hitter, is in the hole for the Panthers. Indian defense, quick throw over to first. Indian defense, we've got Joe Holman over at third, Riley Post at short, Ryan Post at second, Ian Holman over at first. Nice breaking ball in there for a strike. Garrett behind the plate, Cody Shinnenberry on the mound. And it looks like we got Owens left, Eddie Merton at center, and Riley Will out in right field. First night game of the year, I believe, here for the Indians. I don't know if Parkway's played any. Throw back over to first. You're in time. CP, I didn't know if he's going to get to play baseball today with forecast, you know. Yeah. They're talking rain, but
wasn't looking too good.
Held off. I'm happy. Little off speed pitch, a little bit of high. One ball. If you're just joining, Indians up by one here early in this ball game. We're in the bottom of the first. Back two balls. CP, you been watching the Reds?
No, I have not.
Down on the Reds round. Put a snap throw back over to first. He's safely in. Reds are 1-4.
Oh.
Won the first game. Lost the next one to the Pirates. Then they got swept by the Brew Crew. There's a foul tip. Two strikes on him now. Two balls, two strikes. Time to go to Pittsburgh for their first away game. So maybe they'll do better on the road.
My Reds information comes from the likes of Toby Metzger's Twitter feed. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Swinging a miss. Nice job right there. Quick throw over to first. Thing near to strike. Can't throw him out type of thing. That's back in first in time. So we got one away here. Strikeout number one for Cody. And that's going to bring Noah Riley to the plate with Dylan Hughes on deck. I think Dylan's that, I'm sure, Mr. Hughes' son. CP.
Yep.
It's a junior, I think. If I remember right. He might be a sophomore.
He is sophomore.
He's a sophomore. There we go. That's right.
There you go.
Swing and a miss right there. Cody looks like he's got his control down the nine. He's looking good. One ball, one strike here. One away. Bottom half of the first inning. Indians lead by one. Parkway Dew does have a runner at first. That leadoff guy got on. Quick throw over to first again. Back in time. He's close every time.
Yeah.
I watched the Reds the other night a little bit. I got home and turned them on, and they had a chance to lead off Bell to tie that ball game up. Could not get him around. I felt like we should have bunted this guy over to third, but
then they got some guys that are still hitless this season.
Yeah, we got some guys that are hitless. As in our minus, yeah, Puig, I think has 3 hits.
Not quite what you want.
Yeah, we're only 5 games into the season, but not to start everybody was hoping for, that's for sure. Here comes a 2-2. Got the ground ball short. Going to be a tough play. Joe comes up with it. Just not in time to get over to first base. So I'm going to put that down as a base. It was a slow chopper. First is O'Reilly at first. Corey Walls moves down to second base. And then the cleanup hitter in. Dylan. Be nice to get it out here, CP. We need, don't want to get that runner over any further. That is a hard hit ball. Oh my goodness. Nice play by Ryan Post. He picks off the line drive. He walks over, steps on second base, and that's going to be an inning-ending double play. Nice job right there by Ryan Post. So we get through one, and the Indians lead.
American Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked falafel. Call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad. Or you can do chips to the same great they serve on their front lawn. Cafe is now available on Friday nights. You can get a chip or a full pound of hand-breaded salad with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Turkish dinners for only $7. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top half of the second inning. Indians 7-8-9, Riley Will, Owen Shane, Regan Martin. First 3 batters here for the Tribe, leading 1-0. Looking to pick up. And CP, I tell you what, we've had our share of troubles over here at Parkway in the last couple times I've been over here. They've gotten the best of us, so I'd love to see us pick up a victory here tonight, John. Huh? Riley Will steps in. He's the right fielder. Takes the first pitch strike. I think the word is out that the Indians struggle against left-handers because that's pretty much what we face. Another lefty tonight. And we picked up a run on him in the first, so what the heck. There's a weak ground ball. Looks like it's going to go foul. That's line, and it does.
We have 3-4 lefties in our lineup.
We have a couple lefty hitters, but, man, we struggle hitting that left pitcher, you know. We started there with we hit the crap out of that guy at Salina, and then we faced a lefty there at Lincoln View.
Yeah.
He got the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we faced a lefty, Sam Layfeld, there against St. Henry. He got the best of us. So there's a ground ball up towards the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it. He's going to bobble it, and that's going to be a leadoff runner. When the play, exactly what we want to do, and the shortstop makes an error. So E6 gets our first runner on, and that's going to bring The left fielder, Owen Shane, to the plate. Center fielder, Regan Martin, on deck. He is looking for a little bingo here again in the second inning. Goes for the bunt. He pulls back. And no, he does not. He attempts it. And that's going to be strike one. We're missing our good friend and partner, Bubba. Another good friend at Columbus this evening. There he goes for the bunt, pulls it back, and that's taken for a strike. Looks like the perfect pitch to bunt from here, but it's pretty hard to tell. Owen finds himself in a hole now, 0-2. Here comes the way down the bunt, and it is the perfect. He lays it right down the line. It's going to be a tough play. And oh, my goodness, that third baseman came in and made a heck of a play on that ball and got Shaney by about a half a step at first base. Great sacrifice bunt by Owen Shane with two strikes. And I thought he was going to make it for a hit. But nice play by the third baseman. And the Indians pick up a runner and and roast on deck. Ooh, popcorn in a pop. Thank you, Spencer. So now we runner over to third. Nice bunt by Ryan. I think he maybe was bunt for a hint there, thinking that he could sneak one past that pitcher. Pitcher got off the mound real quick and made a nice play on him. So sacrifice bunt by Regan. He goes out 1-3 in the book for out number two. But Ryan Post with a chance now to drive in a run to make this a 2-0 ball game if he can get a base hit. That one's in the dirt. Nice job by the catcher to hang on to it. One no count, two outs here, top of the second. And it's 1-0. That'd be a great time for a hit here, CP. He gets a piece of it. He knocks it over towards the second baseman. Second baseman gets a cherry hop. Fires over to first base, and that's going to be out number three. So nothing runner, but after 1.5 in the books, Indians on top, 1-0.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. That's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and more work.
Going here. Like, up for an attempted bunt. That's going to be strike one. Oh, that's going to be an out. That That ball right there was bunted in fair territory, and the runner ran into it. And yes, that's going to be an out. Umpire calls him out. Interference. What are they doing? They call out a foul ball? They're going to let him back again. Put him in the batter's box. Not happy with that call. There's a check swing foul over in the dugout. So evidently that ball bounced, came up and hit him when he was still in the batter's box. No balls, two strikes, nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. Curveball stays up high. Good, he wanted to see what he was going to do there. If he was going to try to bunt with two strikes, he kept that one up. Ooh, nice breaking ball there. Looked like it could have been a strike. A little low, though, maybe. Two balls, two strikes. Defense playing pretty honest up the middle here. And there's a ground ball. That's going to go over to Riley Post. Riley picks it up, and he absolutely can't get a hold of it. He was throwing that ball before he had it in his hand, and got to wait for it. Now we got bases loaded. So that goes down as an E6. We got runners first, second, and third. Nobody out. Coach Cap going to go out and talk to Cody. Settle down here. Let's just get an out. We got a one-run lead. Get out of here with as little damage as we can do.
Sounds to me like both teams are kind of struggling to field the ball right now.
Yeah. With this grass, their grass is like ours. Hasn't been mowed yet. A little bit bumpy, you know. But that was a play that I guarantee you Riley Post would say, that was a double play ball, and I screwed it up. So it slowed down immensely till it got there to him, and all he had to do was pop it and flip it over to second about 10 feet away, and Ryan was standing there and couldn't make it happen. I had a little trouble here with bases loaded, nobody out. Corey Hagler, the banner, the second baseman for the Panthers. Braden Bruntz. Swings at the first pitch and misses for strike one. Here, Fowler with a nice job blocking that into the dirt. So, he's up here on him. Take care of yourself. He's going to fire home to force out. Nice job by Ian Homan. Gets the lead runner there. So Craner gets third out at first. Agner reaches on a fielder's choice. So he's down at first. Felver moves over to second. Riley to third. And Craner gets third out at home. 3-2 in the old scorebook.
Good job, Coach.
So now we got one out. Braden Bruntz, the number 9 hitter for the Panthers up.
Bring it!
Infield's going to play in. Do the same thing we did a little bit ago, CP, and try to cut that guy off at home. I got no troubles with it. Here comes the pitch. That was taken high for ball two. No room to put him anywhere. Cody, got to throw some strikes.
Smoke out.
That one was behind the legs of the hitter. Now it's 3-0. He's got an automatic strike pitch. We need it right now, CP. This is going to be a tie ball game. Here comes the 3-0.
There you go.
Right across the middle for a strike.
Gotta get in. Change stuff. Come on, Jay.
Got the same pitch.
Okay.
Make him hit it. Do something. That was taken high for ball four. So he walks a runner in to tie this ball game up at 1-1. And we're going to roll to the top. So Bruntz makes it down the first with a base on balls.
We got a lead off.
Parkway led the inning off with back-to-back base hits. And we go up to Corey Walls. He reached on an error in the first inning.
You stay right there, Ryan.
Brand new ball game here in the bottom of the second inning. Parkway still got bases loaded. We got one out. Curveball comes in there for a strike. So Cody gets in front of this guy.
Get him.
Take a little bit outside.
Good idea.
One ball, one strike. One away here. Bases loaded. That was taken inside for ball two. Infield's playing in except for Riley Post. He's back a little bit. And there is a line drive between the third baseman and the shortstop, and that's going to bring two runs across the plate. I take that back just for one. Felver comes in to score to make it a 2-1 ball game now in favor of the Parkway Panthers. Corey Hagler goes over to third, Bruntz to second, and Corey Walls is now on first with the inning's third hit. Swing and a miss right there, and the number two hitter, Jack Wee. We got a nice jam, CP. Need an out here, bad. Need an out. Facing 2-3-4 yet. Ooh, nice curveball. He bought one after it, but he didn't. Nice job by Garrett Fowler popping up and getting that ball spurted away from him. But the runner at third base stayed where he was at. Terry's going to call time, and he's going to go out and talk to Cody real quick. I think he just wants him to, get it across the plate. You know what I mean? Let's take a quick break here. I think we might be changing pitchers. I'm not sure. Take a quick break here, CP, and see what's going on. We'll be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us late for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccino.
That one stays up high for a ball.
Okay.
Infield playing in the grass here. We're going to try to cut that runner down at first. Try to keep this a 2-1 ball game here in favor of the Panthers. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Got him swinging. On a nice off-speed breaking ball by Kobe Wendell. So now we got two outs. And we're going to face the number three hitter, Noah Riley. Kobe, let's get out of this. Bear down here, bear down. Fastball swung at and missed. Nice leadoff pitch right there by number two, Kobe Wendell. Got him swinging on the outside edge of that plate, reaching for it. Kobe out of the windup. There's a curveball. Brought back to Kobe. Kobe's got all the time. And he throws over to first base and he gets the out. That's going to be out number three. A nice job by Kobe Wendell to get out of that inning. Panthers do pick up a couple of runs here in the bottom of the second inning. And they take a 2-1 lead going into the top of the third.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance. I'll be more than happy
back here. Aaron had a hit in the first inning also. Drove in Riley. There's a ground ball to third base. If Jerry puts a play on here and gets a sign. Quick throw over to first. And he'd like to get back here and tie this thing up or maybe take the lead here in the top of the third inning. That one's in the dirt. Nice job. There goes Riley Post. Heading down to second. He's going to be in there safe. Pretty gutsy play by Riley. It was a pitch that got in the dirt and bounced right back in front of the catcher, and Riley just took off, and he finds himself now down over at second base with a... chance now to drive me in and tie this ball game. I'm 0-1. One away here. Ian Hellman, the hitter, with Joe Hellman on deck. That one swung on and hit towards center field. Center fielder don't have to move very far. He makes a nice play, and Riley's going to go ahead and tag up on that. It was hit pretty well out to center field, but right at him, and Ian picks up a sacrifice. And that's going to be out number two. So he flies out to center field. Riley heads down to third. So now we can get around. We can get a tying run here with a fastball, anything.
Are you looking for a fast three? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor injury affect physical performance. Meanwhile, will help you increase your power, inch, as well as speed in order for you to get back. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance, physical therapy, and wellness. Your fast recovery.
They picked up a couple of runs. I think we're pretty thankful we got out of that jam with only giving up two. Second pitch comes in there for a ball. One ball, one strike to Dylan Hughes. That was a little bit low. Be nice to keep these bases clean this time here. Hughes, Crater, and Riley, first three batters. Swing and a miss right there. Nice job by Kobe. Dylan had a rocket in the first inning. We doubled him up. Ryan Post caught it, stepped on the bag. Bunts it foul towards the first baseline. One ball, one strike to the number five hitter. See if he squares the bunt again. He does not. He swings at high cheese. There goes the throw, and he's dead meat. Absolutely. Garrett Fowler, my friend, has an absolute hose. That is the third base runner that I've seen him throw out, and I think out of four attempts.
We had some major connection problems in the third and fourth innings. We were able to get our problems fixed, but we weren't able to bring you the third and fourth innings. Once the problem was fixed, we were able to broadcast the rest of the game with no interruptions. The Indians got one hit in the third and fourth innings, but did not score. Parkway scored one run in the fourth inning and lead 3-1 as we rejoined the broadcast. Garrett Fowler is currently up for the Indians in the fifth inning with Ryan Post on second and Riley Post on first. Nobody is out.
Absolutely, Jackie. Very good. Come on now, Indians. Here we go. Ooh, Garrett was swinging for the fences on that first pitch. He was sitting fastball like nobody's biz. He got a fastball, but it was low. He took the best cut that we've seen so far in this ballgame, man. He was going to rip that baby. Ian Hellman on deck here for the Tribe. Riley Post a tying run out there at second base. Ryan Post at third. That one's popped up and back to the screen. No balls, two strikes here to Garrett Fowler. Hopefully you guys are hearing us loud and clear back at home now. Indians in a barn burner here up here in Rockford. That's a hard hit ball, just foul. Ooh, baby. That would have scored both of them. Just 2 feet left of that bag down there at third base. Come on, Garrett. Hang in there, babe. Find a way to get on. Gotta be defensive. Got no balls, two strikes on you. Put it in play. Knock one to the right side, score a run, anything.
Are you talking to me because I'm not understanding?
Here comes the pitch, and that's high and outside. Good eye by Garrett.
Say that again.
Taqui's got some pop on that ball, man. When he lets her fly, that left-hander can put some heat on it. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that's popped up. Over towards the right field line. That's out of my sight. I can't see it, and I think he's going to be back up there to the plate. I can see it till it gets about 30 feet from the out of bounds. All I can see is the right fielder heading that way, folks. But Garrett's back in there. Battle it on. One ball, two strikes. Runners at first, or second and third, and that is a line shot out towards right field, and that's going to score one, and Coach Kapp's going to hold up Riley Post at third. So now, it ends with a little bingo going here, first and third. Riley Post comes in to make it a 3-2 ball game. Riley over to third, and Garrett Fowler to first on a nice job hitting that ball. I tell you what, that kid got down 0-2, battle, foul. Finally, gets his pitch, and he drives it between the first baseman and the second baseman. So the Indians got a chance here to do some serious damage here in the top of the fifth inning. We're down by a run now, 3-2. Riley over at third, Garrett Fowler at first, Ian Homan on, he's the batter, and Joe Homan on deck. I can tell you right now, folks, Ian Homan does not have a hit so far in this game, and he almost always gets a hit in the game. So I'm a betting man, and I'm betting he's going to get us a hit. Here comes the pitch. That's inside. Nice play by that catcher, Garrett Fowler. He takes off. He goes down to second. So the go-ahead now is down at second base with Garrett Fowler. And a nice base hit right here by Ian Homan puts the Indians back on top. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out. Nice job, Ian Homan. Good eye. Way to lay off that high cheese right there. He wanted a piece of it. One of them hard pitches to lay off of, but he checked his swing, and he laid off. Now it's no balls, two strikes. Pitcher's going to have to bring one to him, or he's going to load him up. Here comes the two balls, no strikes, and that's way high. Now, Jack Wee finds himself in a major hole. I don't think Jerry's going to give him the green light here on a 3-0 count, but he may. Nobody out.
Okay.
Here comes the 3-0. He's taken all the way, and that's a strike right across the middle of the plate. Come on now, E. Here we go. Big at bat right here for the Indians. Go ahead, run at second base, tying run at third. As you can tell, we're right here next to the Indian dugout. They're pretty fired up right now, as well they should be. Nobody out. 3-1 pitch. And that one's popped up. Can't see where it's going. It's going out towards the second base, and I don't know if anybody's going to get to it. It's going to fall on the ground, and that's going to score Riley Post. That's a base hit, folks. That's not exactly what I had in my mind when I said base hit, but hey, base hit's a base hit. He popped that baby up. And the second baseman goes out. Center fielder's playing deep. Right fielder playing deep. And it falls right in there. So that's going to score a run, and we're going to have a new ball game at 3-3. I think Garrett's still at second base, and now the manager from the Parkway Boys are going to come out, hash things over. I got a feeling we're going to change pitchers. Looks like we are. I see Jack heading in there to get his different glove or something. So we're going to take a quick break here. Indians tie things up here in the top half of the fifth inning, and we still have nobody out and two on as we go into this pitching change. We'll take a quick break, pay some bills, and we'll be back here in a little bit.
At Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your Total Maintenance Solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Toll Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, here we go. The Indians back in business here. We've got picked up a couple of runs here so far in the top half of the fifth inning. We got a brand new ball game at 3-3. New pitcher here for the Parkway Panthers is going to be number 12, Braden Brunts. He comes in and finds himself a little jam here. Runners at first and second. Go ahead, runner. Down there at second base in Garrett Fowler. Nobody out here. Big Joe Holmes is going to step into the plate, and he's going to take ball one low for the first pitch. Indians going to put a crooked number up here no matter what in this inning. We got a new ball game. I'd like to see us score a couple more here. Here comes the pitch, and that's going to be the perfect bunt down the third baseline, and there is nobody going to be able to do a thing. Let's see what's going on here. We got a play at third base. It was a bunt.
They called him out.
No way. Hey, Kelly. No. Let's see what's going on here. I always think we dropped the ball. Let's see what's going on here. Now the umpires are going to come out and talk. So it was a perfect bunt by Joe Holman down the third baseline. The pitcher comes over. He has turned his body, fired to third. Looked to me like Garrett was in there. It was a bang-bang play. The base umpire, Trent Beckman, called him out. Coach Kopp said he dropped the ball. Garrett Fowler said he dropped the ball. Now the umpires are in here talking about things. And the official ruling is safe. So the home plate umpire did see him bobble that ball, and now the Indians have bases loaded and still nobody out. So Garrett's down at third, Ian Holman at second, and Joe Holman at first, and I'm going to give him a hit on that because I think he's a safe anyway. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits in a row here so far to start this inning for the Indians, and that's going to bring Cody Shinnerberry to the plate. Cody had a big double here and let off the fourth inning, and we couldn't do anything with him, and we stranded him. So hopefully he saved a base hit for himself again, and we can bring in another run. Go ahead, run at third. Indians tied this thing up already with two runs here in the top of the fifth inning. Trying to pick up a big MSA win over the Parkway Panthers. We've struggled with these guys over the past couple of years, and we all won, boys. Plain and simple. Cody takes a pitch, catches the outside edge of the plate for strike number one. Riley Will on deck here for the Indians. That's a big play right down there at third base. I thought he was safe to begin with, and I didn't see the ball come out, but obviously, Coach Kopp and Garrett saw it come out, and so did the home plate umpire. Thank goodness. There's a ground ball over to the second baseman. Second baseman comes up. He's going to bring it home, and he's going to get the force out at home. Nice play by the second baseman here for the Parkway Panthers. So Cody hits into a fielder's choice. Garrett gets thrown out at home, 4-2 for out number one. Ian Holman goes to third. Joe Holman over to second. And Cody's now at first base, and here comes Riley Will. Riley steps in, he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Big at bat right here for Riley Will. He reached on an error in the second inning, and he was the one involved with the crazy call down here at first base where they called interference on Harold Feeley, our first base coach. Great story in the works right there, boys. I can tell you that. Can't wait to hear that version. Here comes the pitch. That was taken outside. And it's quickly 3-0 here. Got no place to put him, folks. Go ahead, run down there. Ian Holman at third base. We got one out here. Here comes the pitch. And that's in the dirt, ball four. So Riley Will goes up there, takes four straight pitches, four straight balls. And now he's down to first base. And that walks in Ian Holman. And the Indians have taken a 4-3 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Bases are still loaded. Joe down to third, Cody to second, and obviously Riley down at first base. Kobe Wendell at the plate. Kobe takes first pitch right across the middle of the plate for strike one. Kobe came in relief for Cody Schinneberry, who started the game. He's pitched pretty well since he came in this ballgame, folks, I'll tell you that. That was taken high right there across the eyes for a ball. Couple big at-bats here for their 8-9 hitter for the Indians right here with the bases loaded. And that one's a fly ball out towards left field. I think it's going to be deep enough to score a run for sure. Left fielder goes back, and he drops the ball. He drops that ball, folks. He had that thing in his glove. He was going to fire that home. And first thing you got to do, my friend, is catch the ball. So the Indians pick up a break. Big Joe comes home. That makes it a 5-3 ball game now in favor of the Tribe. Cody Schinneberry down to third. Riley Will over to second. And Kobe Wendell is down at first base on an error by the left fielder. And now we're going to bring our number 9 hitter to the plate and the 9th batter of the inning. Bases loaded. One out. Folks, we scored 4 here in the top of the 5th inning. We now have a 5-3 lead over the Parkway Panthers. Wow, what an inning. Started out great. Ryan just kind of blooped one out there. It was protecting the plate. Let off with a hit. Riley Post with a hit. Garrett Fowler with a hit. Ian Holman with a hit. Joe Holman with a hit. You score runs, folks, when you put 5 hits together. So big at bat here for Regan Martin now. He could bust this game open with a base hit. That pitch taken right at the knees for a strike. 1-1. Down to Regan. Nine posts on deck. Here comes the pitch. That's hit pretty decent across the shortstop's head. I don't think he's going to get it. That's going to fall in there. That's going to score Cody Schinneberry from third, and that's going to bring in the 5th run of the inning. So base hit by Regan Martin. Love to see that kid out there swinging that bat. Cody comes around, obviously, makes it a 6-3 ball game in favor of your Indians. So we got to change the innings over here in the scorebook. The 6th inning now becomes the remainder of the 5th, and Ryan Post comes back up to the plate. Man, I heard him. Coaches in here talking. The kid throws a first pitch fastball every time, and he went up there swinging for the fences. Got a piece of it. Went back to the fence. So Riley Will's now at third. Kobe Wendell at second. Regan Martin at first. Quick throw down to third, and he's back in time. Come on, Riley. Come on now. The pitch was taken outside, so Ryan being a left-hander, it was easy for him to throw it. And that's a hard hit ball down the right field line. Please stay fair. Nope. I could tell by Harold Feeley's reaction that it was just foul. That was going to score a couple, folks. No doubt about it. Must have been awful close, but it was foul. Indians so far have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits so far here in the top of the 5th inning. They've picked up 5 runs to show for it. They got bases loaded right now, and Ryan reaches out, pops that one up. Shortstop's going to come over. He's going to make a play for out number 2. So Ryan pops that baby up. Two outs now here in the top of the fifth, and that's going to bring Riley Post to the plate. Riley, he also had a hit in this inning already, and he came around and scored. It'd be nice for this junior to give us a nice base shot right here, I can tell you that. Garrett Fowler on deck for the Indians. Looks like the Parkway Panthers are going to call timeout here, and infielder is going to come in and talk to their pitcher. Catcher's coming out. They just want to make sure that they got their signs right, maybe. Umpire Trent Beckman coming in and saying, boys, break it up. Let's play ball. Bunch of base runners out there for the Indians right now. We got two outs here, top of the fifth inning. We got five across the plate so far in the inning, and Riley Post up there hoping to make it more. That first pitch right at the belt for strike one. Come on, Riley, put it in play.
Hey, another base hit. Yeah, let's go.
Indians picked up a break by the left fielder dropping the ball out there. He had a routine fly ball, and it was just one of those that there's a curveball, and that's going to be. Ooh. State Fair, the third baseman, made a nice play on it. He dived over, got his body in front of it. Landed on the ball and landed on the base at the same time, and that's going to be out number three. But in the inning, a huge one for the Indians. We pick up five runs. We get the lead back. And after four and a half in the books, folks, the Indians back on top. 6-3.
Maple Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked polyp for only $7. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the polyp. That same great fish that they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded polyp with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $7. Every Friday during Lent, you can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $7. 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, CP, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians had a huge top of the fifth right there. Come back, grab five runs, take the lead back. We're up 6-3. Kobe back out there on the mound. This is going to be a big inning for him. Like seeing shut these boys down here and don't give them any, don't get their juices flowing, but they're going to lead off with their 4, 5, and 6. Dylan Hughes, Colton Craner, and Nick Riley. First three batters here for the black and gold. Looks like the Parkway Panthers got somebody down there in their bullpen, number 5, Justin Felver. Looks like he's warming up to maybe come in here in the bottom half or the top half of the sixth inning for the Panthers. All right, Kobe, stay hot out there, bid. First pitch right across the heart of the plate for a strike, and Hughes takes that all the way. Got to trust your defense out there, Kobe, and just put her in play. That one's outside. Dylan Hughes, he's a tall boy. How tall is he, CP?
About 6'3".
Yeah, he's a pretty tall kid. That one's popped up over the backstop. This would be a great comeback victory here for the Indians. They can hang on to this, folks. Get ahead, get down, come back, take the lead. It's tough. Here comes the pitch. Oh, my goodness. What a breaking ball right there from Kobe Wendell. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, my friend. So Dylan Hughes goes down looking. And out number one, and that's going to bring Colton Craner to the plate. I think in my book it is 1, 2, 3, and I'm going to say 4 strikeouts so far for Kobe in this ball game.
Ooh, right
I
cheesed right there. Guy was taken. I think he wanted to take a piece of that, but held back. Ball one.
Randy, come here a little bit.
That was taken a little bit outside, a little low. Two balls, no strikes here, one away. Bottom half of the fifth inning, he ends up by a couple. There's a ground ball over to Joe Helman at third. Joe comes up with it. Clean fires across the infield. And nice play by Ian Helman. Joe throws it a little bit wide. Ian comes off, makes a nice play, spins around and dives back to the plate or back to the bag with his glove and gets the out.
Ian's got that flexibility to him.
Well, that's the speed, remember? You always know how fast he is?
Yep, yeah. Speed.
Two up, two down now. Nice play by Ian over at first base. And that's going to bring Nick Riley down to the plate. Gets a piece of that one, bounce it back to the screen for strike one. I'm getting fired up here, CP. We don't come up here and pick up the victory very often. We ain't got it yet, my friend, but that is a frozen rope out to center field, right to Regan Martin, to Hopper. He comes up with it, brings her back into the bag, and now we got a runner at first. First two of the inning here so far for the Panthers, and that's going to bring Justin Felver, the DH, to the plate. So Cubby's going to have to work out a stretch here a little bit. Go straight to the plate, and that's going to be strike one. Cubby's got too much hair on that head. You know that, CP? We're going to give him a chin strap. Got a little bit of breeze out there tonight. Cubby's had his hat fall off a couple of times. There's a ground ball over to Riley Post. Riley gets in front of it. He comes up with it, fires over to first base, and that kid's down the line, and he's safe. Riley bobbled it just for a second, just enough time for that runner to get down there. Now we got runners at first and second. Two outs here. Corey Agner, your batter. First pitch taken a little bit outside for ball one. Gosh dang, we could have been out of that inning, CP. Nice swing of the pitch right there. That was a nice pitch. Blew the heater right past him. So one ball, one strike, two outs here. Bottom of the fifth inning. We need to get out of this inning, get the bats back in here, and get them going. Here comes the 1-1. Curveball. Pull cued that baby off the end of the bat down to the first baseman. Foul.
All you, baby. All you, son. Look at that. Half in here.
Get out of here.
This has got Uncle Charlie written all over it, CB. See what he's got here. There's a breaking ball. He waits on it. Line drive right to Ryan Post, and we're out of the inning, folks. Nice job by Kobe Wendell. He was sitting curveball, and he jammed him right over the line, the easy line drive to Ryan, and that's going to end the inning. So we're through five, CP. We got a three-run lead, 6-3. We got to get the bats rolling. I am not comfortable with a three-run lead yet, buddy.
Nope.
We'll be back in a second.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The AL-234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L-234 Skid Steer Loader.
Hi,
right, here we go. We're back here getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Indians had a huge top of the fifth. Wanted to know, I'm looking here for the girl score to see what's going on back in the fort. Kim Wendell, if you're listening to us now, shoot me a score. I'd like to know what's going on. Boys are up 6-3 here in Parkway. He is going to go 3-4-5. Garrett Fowler, Ian Holman, Joe Holman. First three batters here for the Tribe. I believe we do have a new pitcher, and we do. It's Justin Felver. He was the one warming up out there in the bullpen. Jack Wee started the game, and then Braden Bruce came in and pitched a little bit, and now we've got Justin Felver, third pitcher here so far for the Parkway Boys. Garrett Fowler's got two hits. He's 2-for-3 so far on the day. First pitch comes in and bounces about 10 feet in front of the plate. Also part of that big five-run fifth inning. That's high tees right there. Way too high, though. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, we got to be patient here. See what this Felver kid's got, you know? Take a strike. See what he's got. Yeah, that's all you got to say. Right across the heart of the plate. Two balls and a strike now to Garrett. Big Ian on deck here. That is a fly ball hit hard out towards center field, and I don't know, folks, but that falls just on the warning track. Wow. Wow. I didn't think he got that much of it, but that thing just carried out there dead straight away center field, and that falls just at, hit about a foot up on the fence right at the warning track, and oh, wow. That's awesome. Garrett Fowler now having a day at the plate, 3-for-4. So he's standing at second. Ian Holman steps in. That one's over his head for a ball. This kid definitely throws the hardest so far. Come on, Ian, let's drive him in. Same pitch right at the eyeballs. Two balls, no strikes. Indians up by 3-6-3. Garrett Fowler with a leadoff double off the wall in center field. Standing there wanting somebody to hit him in, and that's the third pitch right across the top of the helmet for Ian Holman. Finds himself a little bit of a hole here. He's got nobody out here so far in the top half of the sixth. And a 3-0 count on Ian. Ian taking all the way, and he takes that first strike. That man's definitely got some gas on the ball, as long as he can control it. Good timeout right there. Pitcher kind of messing around on the mound. Just as he starts, Ian calls timeout. We'll see what happens with that. Here comes the pitch, and Ian takes a swing at it. He hits it pretty hard out towards the left center field, folks. I'm not sure anybody's going to get to it, and they're not. That one bounces up against the fence. Here comes Garrett Fowler. He's coming around the bag, and Ian Holman standing on second base. Back-to-back doubles to lead this top of the sixth inning off. And the Indians going to bring around the seventh run of the ball game for themselves. Wow. Now we got a 7-4 lead. Nobody out. Runner at second with the Ian Holman. See how fast he got over there? Huh? Excuse me, fast.
Hey, look, there's a lot of energy in this first base dugout right now.
Amen, brother. Big Joe with a big swing right there. He's wanting a little piece of this fence power out there. And he just missed that baby, and it went back to the screen.
He wants to see if he can hit it farther than the path you got.
I'm with you. takes another big cut, takes his head off of that one. He wanted to watch that baby fly. And it was a good pitch, but he just took his eye off of it. Now it's one ball, two strikes. Could have sent him around on deck here. Indians now with a four-run lead, 7-3. That one's in the dirt. That's going to be a ball, obviously. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Back-to-back doubles to lead off the top half of the sixth inning. Garrett Fowler takes one deep. If Garrett Fowler would have hit his over there where Ian did, that would have been out. Swing and a miss. Got him. Pulled the string on him, and Joe goes down swinging way out in front of that pitch. So out number one here in the top of the sixth inning, and that's going to bring Cody Sheenberry to the plate with Riley Will on deck. Cody is 1-for-3 so far. Reached on a fielder's choice the last inning. Come around to score the fifth run of the fifth inning also. First pitch into him right at the knees for a strike. TP, we got somebody warming up. Check that out. Who we got out there warming up?
Joe Homan.
Oh, man, Joe out there warming up. So he must have batted and ran down there to throw quick. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop back there by the backstop there, the catcher for the Parkway Panthers. So Ian standing out there, second base. Cody with an opportunity to drive him home. That's a high ground ball off the top of the glove of the pitcher. Second baseman comes over, he gets it, and he has time to throw him out at first base. Nice play right there by the second baseman, folks. So Cody goes down 4-3, out number two, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate with Kobe Wendell on deck.
Got Cole Greasy taking some pitches, too.
Yeah, Cole Greasy down there warming up, too. I like it. Come on now, Indians. Let's get one more in here. We got one. I'm getting greedy now, ain't I? Ooh, woo! A little brushbacker right there, right at Riley's face, and he backs up in a hurry.
Thought it took his head off from our angle.
Yeah, that was close, wasn't it? Here comes the pitch. Taking first strike. Two balls and a strike, man. Two outs here. Indians picked up one more here in the top of the sixth inning. They now lead 7-3. Looking to play a little more add-on. That one's in the dirt. Nice eye by Riley Will.
Okay, it's got to you.
Oh, there's no doubt. Jerry's going to send him with his speed down there at second base, CP, don't you think?
I would.
We get a base hit.
I don't see why he's not already there.
He's going to kill us one of these days. Here comes the 3-1. Ball four. He checks swing. Nice job by Riley Will. He reaches on another walk. He walked the last time up.
Hey, jump here, Riley.
He wanted that one.
Yes, he did. So now the Indians have him at first and second, and Kobe Wendell comes up to the plate. Kobe reached on an error. He was the one that hit a fly ball out there to the left fielder. Takes a big cut at that one, fouls it back to the fence. Friggin' Martin on deck here for the Tribe. I don't think we're done here this inning. I think we got a little something left. Pulled the string on Kobe Wendell right there. He way out in front for a strike. Find yourself now in a hole 0-2. Hook up a little, Kobe. Protect the plate now. Protect the plate. Here comes the pitch, and that's a fastball. Must be just a smidge outside. One ball, two strikes. To the pitcher of record so far here for the Indians. Defensive swing right there. Fouls that one back to the fence. Okay, we get on there somehow. Do something. Here comes a 1-2.
That one's popped up again. Good at bat here so far for Kobe. He's battling. We're just joining us, folks, and he's got a 7-3 lead here. They picked up one run in the first. They picked up five runs in the fifth, and we picked up one more here in the sixth so far. For the Parkway Panthers, they picked up two in the second and one in the fourth. And that's your points. That's your run, 7-3. That one's popped up, might be in play. Heading over towards the dugout, and wow. Maybe fell. I mean, it just missed the fence. It just missed the roof of the dugout. Nobody caught it, so he stays alive. Hopefully everybody hung through our technical difficulties that we had. We missed an inning or so, maybe an inning and a half, possibly, CP.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know exactly.
We have tough times up here at Rockford trying to pick up a good signal. So. 7-3 ball game. Come on, Kobe Wendell, one time for me. Good eye right there outside for ball two. This is wild here for the first time, I think, in this ball game. Here comes the 2-2. That's hit pretty hard, and that's going to be a base hit out there in left field. Here comes Ian Hoban. Ian Holland around the court. He's coming around, and that's going to be safe. That's home plate, and that's going to be the eighth run of the game for your Indians. RBI single for Kobe Wendell. Nice job, Kobe. He ends up going down to second base on the throw into the plate. Nice piece of hitting right there by Kobe. He hung in there, got himself down. No balls, two strikes. Fought back and lines one out into left field. Maybe dropped like in a hurry. I thought it was going to hang up out there for that left fielder, and that thing just kind of fell out of the sky.
Another new pitcher.
So Riley's down at third, right? Where's Riley at? I'm assuming he's at third.
Yes.
Looks like we are going to have another pitching change. Number 11. Who we got there? Nick Riley going to come in and pitch here for the Parkway Panthers. A senior for the Panthers. So let's straighten the old book up here a little bit. Kobe's down at second. Riley Wells at third. Ian Holman came in across the plate so far in this inning, and so did Garrett Fowler. So two runs across, and we've got a five-run, 8-3 lead here in Rockford.
Our official roster has Noah Riley as number 11.
Oh, really?
So this is the one we got before the game.
Okay. All right.
So I think Nick Riley's behind the plate.
So what do you think? Are they twins or both seniors?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right.
I know I've played against Nick Riley before, but
very good.
I didn't know there was a Noah.
Very good. Wow. What a couple of innings here, Matt, hitting here for the Indians. They picked up, we had six hits in the fifth, and we've got one, two, three so far here in the sixth. Looks like he's pretty well warmed up here. Position players heading back to their spots. Freaking Martin getting ready to step into the batter's box. Runners at second and third. No way he's going to walk Regan. He's a number nine hitter for the Indians and roll the top to run.
In his best interest not to, that's for sure.
I mean, I understand the whole force out deal, but they're going to pitch to him for sure. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. Ball one. Well, I'd love to see him get on here and give old number 1-3 Ryan Post a chance here with two outs and bases loaded. Wow, that's hit pretty hard out towards center field. Center fielder going way back and makes a heck of a play on it. Regan Martin gets a hold of that one, folks, and center fielder had learned his lesson earlier in this inning, and he was playing a little bit deeper that time, and he goes back and makes a nice grab to end the inning. But in the inning, the Indians pick up two runs on three hits, and at the end of 5.5, Indians 8, Parkway 3.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here, CP, getting ready for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Kobe Wendell going to go back out on the mound for the Coach Cap's Indians, and he's going to try to mow him down one more time here. He's done well since coming in relief here of Cody Shinnebury. I think he came in. I didn't exactly mark when he came in, but I know he came in there in the second inning. And I think, in my book, he's got 4 strikeouts so far, and he's only given up a run. The other two runs that was given up, I think, were still Cody's runs. Nice piece of pitching so far here by the youngster. And he's going to get another chance at it. He's going to face 9-1-2, Braden Brintz, Corey Walls, and Jack Wee. First pitch in there for a ball, a little bit outside.
Another arm warming up for the Panthers.
Just taking a little high. I saw Kobe standing here before when he was in the batter's box or right here and warming up here in, on deck circle. And he was rubbing that elbow. So I don't know if he's got a little pain in his arm, but first three pitches go across the plate. They're not even close. So 3-0. Here comes the pitch. 4 straight balls. So Coach Cap going to have to keep a close eye on his pitcher here. Walks the number 9 hitter on 4 straight pitches, and that's going to roll the top to Corey Walls. Text message coming in. Maybe that's the girls' score. Girls are down 13-6 in the top of the 7th.
Right, you're in.
Thank you, Tabby. Girls are what? Girls lost one game? 5-1?
I think so.
I think. Runner at first here. Leadoff man Reese on a base on balls. Leadoff man is up. That pitch is ticking for a strike. Quick throw over to first base. Get that guy's uniform a little dirty right there. Head first dive back in there. I like it. There's a hard ground ball over towards, and it gets past Riley Post. Riley was cheating towards second base side, and that one was hit towards the third base side, and he couldn't get over there in time to knock it down. So that's going to be out, or a base on balls, and now a base hit to lead the inning off. So now that brings up the number 2 hitter, Jack Wee, with runners at first and second. First curveball across the plate for a strike. Nice job, Kobe. Braden Brunes down to second. Corey Walls at first. Nobody out here. Now they're taking inside for a ball. Indians up by 5, 8-3 here. The first MAC game of the year for both squads. Curveball there, doesn't make it to the plate. Falls right in front of the dish, and that's going to be ball 2. Come on, Kobe, hang in there now, babe. Here's a fastball. Hit over towards Joe. Joe Holman comes, and he bobbles it. Joe come across, he was going to field it and fire it for first, and he picked his glove up a little bit, and a little bit too early, and now Parkway's got bases loaded and nobody out. Walsh to second, Braden Bruns over to third. Jack Weed now down at first with an error on our third baseman. And now we hit a batter. Jerry heading straight out to the mound. I think he's going to pull Colby out. I think his arm's shot here. We'll take a quick break here. The Panthers score one run, CP, on that. Hits Batman, and it's now an 8-4 ball game. We'll be back here. Looks like we're going to bring in Cole Greasy. We'll be back in a second.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian's Church and Elementary Middle School. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kapp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here, and it was Cole Greasy that's heading out there to take the mound here for the Indians. Right now the score is 8-4. The bases are loaded. The tying run at the plate for the Parkway Panthers. Dylan Hughes is going to be the batter. They got Walls at third, Wee at second, Riley at first. One run across the plate and Braden Brents. He led the inning off with a walk. And coming around to score. Looks like we're getting ready. Coach Wendell out here talking to the catcher, Garrett Fowler. Going over a couple of scouting reports here. Big inning here now. Big time here for Cole Greasy to come into this ballgame with bases jammed and nobody out. Indians playing in the grass here. Going to cut that runner down at home. Here comes the pitch taken a little bit high for ball one. Indians picked up one run in the first, five in the fifth, two in the sixth. And for Parkway, they picked up two in the second, one in the fourth, and one so far here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that's ball three, taking a little bit high. There's a pitch, and that's going to be high. So four straight pitches, four straight balls, and that's going to bring in another run. So Corey Walls comes in. The second run of the inning here for the Parkway Panthers. Dylan Hughes goes down to first with a base on balls. Jack Wee over to third. Noah Riley to second. First pitch swinging, he pops it up out of play down the right field line. Cole Greasy entering the game. I'm not sure he's ever come in like that when the bases have been loaded, but nice curveball right there across the plate for strike two, so he gets himself in front of this batter. Come on, Cole, hang in there now, babe. Big pitch right here. James him. Pops it up over the dugout here where I'm standing. Out in front here, no balls, two strikes. Three-run lead. Go ahead, run at the plate. He's facing number five hitter here, and that Colton Craner. Ooh, he took that pitch right there, and I thought for sure he was going to call out a strike, CP. It looked to me like that was a no-brainer. Garrett looked around and thought for sure he was going to ring him up too, but calls it a ball. One ball, two strikes here. Big pitch right here. Bases loaded. No place to put him.
That one bounces up there in the dirt. Indians clinging now to a 3-run lead. On a chilly, cloudy night here in Parkway. There's the pitch, and that's a ground ball down the third baseline. Foul, thank goodness.
That was close.
Yeah, that was close. That was past Joe before he knew what happened.
Let's go, Greasy.
Well, it was fine. All right, come on. Big time pitch here. There's the pitch. James him again. Toss him up towards the right field side. Here comes the right fielder. He's coming in. He's going to make the play. And he's firing home, and that's a nice job right there. All right, now we got a runner in. We got him jammed up here, and we're going to get a runner. Come on, let's catch him. All right, we got the runner in second. Nice job. Nice job right there by the Indians. So, kind of a tangled up mess there for the Parkway Panthers. Dylan Hughes tries to tag up, and he thought everybody was going to tag, maybe, I think, CP, and nobody else moved because it was a short fly ball out to right field, and he come up firing to home, and we got him in a pickle, and that was a big out right there. Nice job by the Indians defense. So Craner goes down with a fly ball to right field. And then Dylan Hughes goes down in a pickle for the second out. And that's going to bring Nick Riley to the plate. So if Cole Greasy can get out of this, baby, that was a nice curveball right there for strike two. That'd be awesome if he could pull himself out of this hole. That one falls just a little bit low right in there for ball number one. One ball, two strikes, two outs, a couple runners across the plate. Tying run at the plate, and that's a fly ball out towards Regan Martin. Regan Martin coming in, and he makes the play. Nice job, Cole Greasy. Nice job by the Indians defense, and we get out of that jam. We give them a couple of runs, and we cling now to a 3-run, 8-5 lead going into the seventh inning. Come on, Indians.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. If untreated, OSA may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or chance of stroke. Call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here, CP. We're back for the top of the seventh inning. Indians clinging to a 3-run, 8-5 lead. We're going to roll the top with Ryan Post, Riley Post, and Garrett Fowler for first three batters. We'd like to get those two runs back that we gave up here in the bottom half of the sixth. But great piece of pitching coming in there by reliever Cole Greasy to get out of that bases-loaded jam. Great play by the defense. We got a little break on the kind of a messed up base running by the Parkway Panthers. We appreciate that. And it was just a miscommunication. I think he absolutely thought everybody was going to move on that. He was going to get second base, and that wasn't the case. So Indians got a nice double play and a much-needed double play at a very important part and time of the game.
I think after having the bases loaded, no outs, I'd say you'd take only giving up two runs out of that.
They got two runs. They had bases loaded twice and nobody out. In East inning, they only got two runs. That's pretty awesome. So here we go. Indians last at bat here. Hopefully the last at bat. Ryan Post going to lead us off. Here comes the first pitch, and that's going to hit him in the foot, and that's going to be...
He needs the mail!
That's going to be a base. Yeah, hits batter.
The ball bounced in front of him before it hit him.
It did bounce, and I think for a second, I don't know if the umpire didn't think that it hit him or what, but Ryan's going to be awarded first base after being hit by that pitch. So now, the leadoff guy on, and Riley Post, the shortstop here for the Tribe coming up. That first pitch gets away and gets away from the catcher, and Ryan easily down to second base. So the pitcher, we think, is Nick Riley or Noah Riley. That says Nick, and this one says Noah, right?
Yes.
So we think it's Noah Riley on the mound here in the second
same
inning.
Same pitcher as last inning, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yep.
One ball, one strike here to Riley Post. That was taken inside for a ball. Indians got a three-run lead here, 8-5. MAC Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. Doesn't get any better than that, folks. Here comes the pitch. Fouled back up over the screen.
A nice hack.
That was a good cut. Good cut. One thing's for sure, we're happy to get this game in tonight. I think the Indians played them. That one's a little low and away. Good eye by Riley. Three balls, two strikes. Where are we playing at?
We know, we're home tomorrow night against Houston.
Houston at home, and then on the road to Franklin Monroe?
Yep,
on
at Franklin Monroe.
Very good.
11
very
o'clock
good.
Saturday.
Yep, very good. That was taken inside for ball four. Nice job by Riley. Walks on down to first base. So we have a... Ryan gets hit by a pitch. He goes to first, and he goes to second on a wild pitch. Riley Post gets a base on balls. So we got guys on first and second. Nobody out. Garrett Fowler, our batter, the number three hitter. Ian Holman on deck. Indians want to play a little add-on. Garrett reaches out for an attempted bunt. It's by. It's going to be strike one. Catcher comes up firing the second, trying to get Ryan off the second base, but he's back safely. Come on, Garrett. Here we go. Garrett squares the bunt again. Misses that one big time, and now it's going to be no balls, two strikes on Garrett Fowler. Jerry wanted to move these runners over and try to get Ian a chance to drive in two more runs and get a little cushion on that three-run lead. And Garrett now swinging and misses. So two attempted bunts for strikes and then a swing and a miss, and Garrett goes down swinging. But a great night of hitting for Garrett Fowler. He goes down 3-for-5. A couple of doubles, drove in a couple of runs, he scored. And that's out number one here in the top half of the seventh inning. That's going to bring Ian Holman to the plate. Ian with a double last time up out to left center field. First pitch taken is a strike. Big Joe Holman on deck. One away here, top of the seventh inning. Indians lead 8-5. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, and it comes across the plate for a strike. Pulled the string on him a little bit and kind of froze him, and it came across the plate. No balls, two strikes. There's a fastball, and that's hit out towards the right fielder. Right fielder goes back. He makes the play, and looks like Ryan's going to tag up and head to third. That was a big arm by that right fielder, throwing that ball all the way to third base. Ian hit that ball out there pretty far, and he tried to throw him out at third base. So the Indians now have runners at first and third. Sacrifice fly by Ian Holman. So first and third here. Riley at first, Ryan at third. Joe Holman up to the plate. Joe struck out his last time up. Hit a single in the fifth, scored a run. He was part of that five straight singles there in the fifth inning. See what Riley does here on this first pitch. He steps off. He gets in that late lead here. And now they're trying to get that late delayed steal here. And now here he comes breaking for home. Here comes the throw. Oh, man. He got him. Jerry tried to do the old delayed steal right there, and Riley did his job. He got into the pickle. Ryan takes his break, heads for home, and they got him. So nice try here by the Indians to try to pick up that extra run. But Parkway with a nice job on defense, and they get him out. So we head to the bottom of the seventh, folks. Indians cling to an 8-5 lead. We need three outs.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside the counts.
All right, we're back here, CP, bottom half of the seventh inning. Cole Greasy going to take the mound here against the Parkway Panthers, trying to pick up three more outs here, and he's going to face Justin Felber, Corey Agler, and Braden Brins. First three batters here for the Parkway Panthers in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Three big outs here for the Indians would be huge. There's that curveball from Cole Greasy that covers about 5 feet of field. That thing, it freezes a guy and then it cuts across the plate. It's a great curveball. Not fast, but it curved, man. There's his fastball right there. And that must have been a little bit inside. Quickly, it's 3-0. We'll put that leadoff guy on here, and that's four straight balls. That one's high. So base on balls there, and puts Felber down at first base. Settle down here now, Mr. Greasy. Let's get it out here now. You're facing 8 and 9 here. You had 7, 8, 9. Now you got the number 8 hitter and the number 9 hitter. There's a strike right there. Hits the outside edge of the plate for strike one. That one's in the dirt. Gets in front of Garrett. Runner's heading down to second. Garrett throws it down there, but he's in time. So the runner goes down to second on kind of a ball in the dirt.
I couldn't agree more with you on how good Garrett is back at catcher.
He's got a hose, my friend. He can gun it to second. There's a ground ball over towards Ryan Post. Ryan comes over, fields it, throws over to first base, and he gets the out. Nice play by Ryan. Nice play by Ian Homan. Ryan Post covered a lot of ground to get that ball on the first base side. Ian stayed home, and we get a big out right there. That's a big out for the Indians. That'll go 4-3 in the book for out number one. Felber moves over to third since the ball was hit to the right side, and that run doesn't mean anything, folks. We need to get the hitters. Number nine batter up to the plate, Braden Brooms. First pitch hits him right in the helmet.
Dang it.
So now, that was a curveball, and he just kind of put his head down in there and took it off the helmet. So Braden down to first. So now they're at first and third. And Corey Walls is going to be the batter. We roll the top here. So the tying run at the plate, folks. We're not out of this mess by any means. One out here. Bottom of the seventh inning. We just need to knock this down, get an out.
Oh, strike! Take the hitter! No, crazy.
There's a fastball taken for a strike.
Nothing phases him.
Well, that's the perfect place to put that pitch, is down there below his knees for that strike, that low strike. That's a ground ball if I ever seen one. There's a high pitch. Riley gets past Riley Post, and that's going to score a run. It's going to hold a runner at second base. So, Felver comes around. He scores to make it 8-6. Base hit by the leadoff man, Wells. And Braden Brinch goes down to second. So now the tying runs at first base. Indians now clinging to a two-run lead. That one swung on and fouled over towards the Panther dugout for strike number one. Cole just got a bear down here. We got to get it out. That last kid got a hit. He got that pitch up, and it was right there in the breadbasket, man. There's a curveball that he was waiting on. He pulled that baby foul. So now he's ahead. No balls, two strikes. To the number two hitter, Jack Wee. Way in front here, Cole. Way in front. Nice job by Garrett. He hangs on to that curveball that comes down and hits the dirt. One ball, two strikes. One away here. Indians two outs away from their first MAC win in the early season of 2019. There's a curveball. Get down to Joe. Joe waits on it. Comes up, fires across, and he is safe at third base. That was a classic grass infield hit. It just took a little bit for the ball to get to him, an extra second. Joe comes up, fields it clean, throws it hard over to Ian, and the guy beats it out. So now Coach Kopp's going to call timeout, go out and talk to his young pitcher here and see if he can settle him down. So Wee's down at first now. Corey Wall's over to second. And Braden Brinch is over to third. So they get a hit there by Wee. Corey Walls was hit in the helmet, and we just got to play defense here. Jerry's going to leave him in. Jerry's going to leave Greasy in the ballgame. Bases loaded here. 8-6 ballgame, one out. Now we're facing the number three hitter, Noah Riley. He pops that one up and out of play. We need an out bad here, Clayton. Don't want to give up a hit here.
Make a play here. Make a play, White. Come on now.
Come on, defense. Knock it down. Infield playing in the grass. There's a ground ball, and it's over towards Riley. Riley comes up, fires home, and he gets the out. Nice job, Riley Post. Big, big defensive play by our shortstop, Riley Post. He backhands that ball and turns and fires home and gets him by about a half a step. Nice job by Garrett Fowler. So Braden Brunes cut down at the plate. 6-2 in the book for out number two, and we still have bases loaded. Riley reaches on a fielder's choice. Everybody moves up a base. Walls to third, Wee to second, Riley at first, and that's going to bring Dylan Hughes, the number four hitter, to the plate. First pitch in there, and a little bit low for ball one. Indians one out away here, but they got bases loaded. Tying run at second base. Number four hitter is up. Curveball stays a little bit high. Doesn't come down for Cole, and that's going to be no balls, or two balls, no strikes.
Come on, Cole. Come on, Cole. Make him a hitter. Make him a hitter.
No place to put him here, Cole. Here comes the 2-0. Fastball taken high.
Let's go, Cole. Come on, Seth. Come on, baby.
Wow. Come on, Cole. Need a strike here, babe. And there it is. There's a strike. All right. There's a strike. Now it's 3-1.
Still looking, 17. Still looking.
He's begging for a walk here. You know that? He wants him to walk him. Swing and a miss right there. Nice pitch by Cole Greasy. Nice comeback here. Now it's 3-2. Runners are going to take off. Two outs. Pitch of the ball game right here, boys. Huge pitch. 3-2, bases loaded, two outs. He swings at a high one. It's up towards the middle. Riley Post comes over, fields it to the other side, and throws over to first, and he gets him. Wow. What a play right there. I don't know what's Looks like there's going to be some arguing here, and that's going to be the ball game, folks. Nice play by Riley Post. He comes across the second base side of the first base, and that, wait a minute. Now the umpires are out here, and we're talking.
Oh, boy.
Umpires are out here talking. We're going to find out what's going on, and we make the final call, and it's an out. So the Indians win this ball game, folks, on a nail biter. Whew. Nice job by Cole Greasy to come back. He was down 3 balls, no strikes, and comes back and gets a ground out. And the Indians win it, folks, 8-6. We'll be back here in a little bit. I'll go over some stats with you, and hopefully we'll get to talk to Coach Kapp here on his first victory of the MAC in 2019. We'll be back in a little bit. Hang with us.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Lane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Lane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, folks, we're back here. We're going to rally this game and put it to bed here. The Indians win this ball game over here in Rockford 8-6. For the Indians, we pick up 8 runs on 13 hits tonight, folks. 13 hits against Parkway. We don't see that very often. We stranded 11, and for the Parkway Panthers, they had a couple of errors. For the Parkway boys, they had 6 runs on 8 hits. They stranded 13 also on the bases, 3 of them in that last inning, the nail biter. And the Indians, we had 4 errors in my books, folks. And we're joined here tonight by Coach Kapp. Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
First MAC win of the year, first MAC game, and we'll take it, huh?
We will take it. If you come up here to Rockford, it's going to be a fight.
That's for sure.
So we took some nice at bats finally. I think we got some kids that can be some good hitters, and I thought we did a nice job at the at bats. wind's blowing out, and then it gave us a couple of ride on a couple of the balls.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was pleased with the way we fought. This is MAC baseball, so it's seven full innings as it was tonight.
Absolutely. For us to come back there when they got that lead, and then we had that big inning there in the fifth where we rallied, we put five hits together in a row, and we put five across the home plate, and that was, to me, that was big. And then, you know, Cody started the game for you, and then Kobe came in, and he got us out of that one jam. That was bases loaded. He, you know, two runners came across, but he pitched well.
He pitched very well. He gave us a chance to win the ball game.
Absolutely.
Cody had thrown a lot of pitches, only given up a couple runs. We'd have thrown a lot of pitches, and then Cody came in and got us through those middle innings.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Cole comes on and does a fine job.
Came in the jam, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's looking a bear right in the teeth. And
bases loaded. I think nobody out.
And Parkway, they do a great job. They know how to play this game, and they know how to win at this game. And I was proud of the boys the way they were able to fight through all that and get it done.
Absolutely. I was tickled to death to see us come back and get the lead there, and then to play add on and get, you know, we needed every run we had, man.
Absolutely.
And it comes down to that last ground ball, and Riley made a nice play. Came across this side of second base and fired over to first. Nice play by Ian. He played a nice first base tonight, too. And you know, we had a couple guys that, look, Garrett Fowler, if he hits that ball a little bit over towards the left side, that's out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing hit on the fence, and I didn't think it was going that far.
The ball carries well, and as Coach Klaus said, with the wind blowing out to left field, left center, he said it was Don Black wind. You know, so Don Black was a legendary coach here.
Absolutely.
I just chuckle like, I don't exactly know what that means, but, man, the balls were moving. They were bouncing, that's for sure.
Yes, they were. As chilly as it was this evening, I'm tickled to get the ball game in. I was worried that when I was watching the weather, I didn't know if we had a shot of getting this baby in, but I'm tickled we did, and it sounds like we might get to play tomorrow. I don't know the way it sounds, but I think we might get a little bit of rain, but
we're scheduled for home tomorrow, so we'll see. We'll see what the weather decides to do. I don't know.
We got the Houston boys coming to the Fort Recovery tomorrow night, folks. The starting time's at 5 o'clock, and then on Saturday, we'll head down to Lincoln View, and Coach Kappel going to take the boys down there. And Franklin Monroe. That's right. They got a nice facility there, and that's 11 o'clock start on Saturday morning. We'll see what the weather brings, and hopefully we can play some more baseball. Coach Kappel, congratulations.
Thank you, Dave.
And keep it going, huh?
All right. We're going to try, man. We're going to try. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. For Dave Kappel, CP, and Neil Spencer, we're going to sign off here in Parkway. Indians come away with an 8-6 victory over the Parkway boys. Yep. Got the stats in, Spencer. We're good to go. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Bobby will probably be back, and hopefully we'll get to play another ball game, huh? All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.